episode 1157, What's Trending in Your Life?
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. It is a brand new week, and guess what? I'm on spring break. That means I have the children home. Okay, for me, I'm actually wearing a really big smile because I love having my babies home. I would have them home all the time. But I also know they also have to experience life. Today is Mindset Monday. We're going to get you ready, whether you're on spring break or not. What's trending in your life? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, life is a beautiful discovery every day, a story written with each decision and turn you make. So what's trending in your life? The trending that builds you up and propels you to the next level. God created you to stand out and be bold in your passion and your dreams. But if you sit back watching the trends and trying to fit in, which unfortunately a lot of us are, including me at times, where will that get you? How far will you go? There are pluses and minuses to trends. You probably have seen them. You've been on Twitter or Facebook, and it'll say off in the little side, trending, or it'll have a hashtag, like, what's the hashtag that's trending? March Madness has been happening, and it's just what's trending? You want to know, right? The Olympics were trending at one point. You see all of the stuff, and it's a lot of things that are coming in at us, the amount of information. There's pluses and minuses to trends. What we dress, the fashion, what we eat, the latest and greatest recipes, maybe a furniture or a style. A plus, well, some outlast the trend cycle, living beyond the viral video rage or the latest hairstyle. You can relate to that, right? You probably had something else in the 80s and then, you know, are totally different now when we're in the 21st century. However, what about the minuses? Do the minuses outweigh the pluses? Well, it depends. The ones that distract you from your purpose and your calling, those minuses, those are big red flags. They stand out and they distract us. Let's look at Facebook, for example. Facebook started out as a way to connect with students on campus and eventually expanded to other universities, other students, and they went into the high school. And as long as you were above the age of 13, you could go and create this account. And now what? It's expanded to the world. Businesses have jumped on board. And it's kind of this whole new whirlwind, isn't it? It's this trend that started, but now it's part of our society, what we see. Like one of the questions we ask when you first meet someone is, hey, are you on Facebook? Why don't you, you know, friend me? It's a great way to begin discussion. But let me ask you this. When was the last time you actually spoke to a friend instead of messaging them? iMessenger might be great. You know, you get on there and you get Messenger. I guess actually iMessenger is iPhone. So Messenger is part of Facebook. Let's get the terminology straight here. Too many trends, too many terminology, words to figure out. But when was the last time you actually picked up the phone and heard that person's voice? That long? The plus is that we can meet people around the world and collaborate and get to know them. We can connect with people that we would never have connected with before. I know I've had that opportunity myself. You've heard some of those conversations. It's fantastic. It's incredible. The minus is that we are losing the art of conversation. Therefore, we're losing the art of storytelling. It's called our life. What's trending in your life that is adding to your purpose and passion, creating your extraordinary life? We have all these trends all the time, newest and latest and greatest and gadgets and, you know, from technology to the furniture we sit on, to the beds we sleep in, to how we bathe and how we eat things and what we cook with stuff and even how we build a house. Everything. There's trends. And we've got the high lows. And some are, you know, they totally outlive the trend cycle, but others, not so much. They're kind of like your fair weather friend. They come and they go. It works for a little while and then it's gone. You need to break down what's trending so you know how to declutter the trends in your life. And that's ultimately your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Declutter the trends. The trends can actually be holding you back. Some can propel you forward. But some can actually, do the total opposite. So how do you declutter the trends? Well, first you have to pick an area in your life that needs to be simplified. It could be health, fitness, business, marriage, maybe your finances, a daily routine, etc. You could even look now and say, okay, we're on spring break. How do we go about our morning routine when we are quote unquote on vacation? What does that look like? Because summertime is around the corner. Woohoo! Okay, maybe you're crying already because you're thinking, we're talking about summer and I really would like my kids to stay gone so I can get stuff done. I'm celebrating it because I cannot wait to have them home. Either way, don't feel guilty. It's okay. But it's something that is going to happen. That's not a trend. It's a given. So I want you to pick one area in your life that needs to be simplified. And you can work this throughout your entire life, but you start with one and you got to start small, because if you start too big and say, well, I'm going to declutter my whole life, well, that's going to take a little while. Then you're going to become overwhelmed. And then, well, your mindset is going to be totally gone. It's going to be in the gutter. And then, that's for another episode. Your goal is to let simplicity create abundance in your life. No time for being bogged down and tied to trends that aren't working for you. Simplicity creates abundance. That's what you're looking at. We live already a complicated world enough. Why do we need to add more stuff? It may be fun. How many little games do you have on your phone? I know for a while there, I probably had, I kid you not, probably 20 different ones. Why? Because my children didn't have phones. And I would let them use them. And so I put them on my phone and it just created, it took up space. And then that space does what? It bogs down your energy. It takes it. The more they're running in the background, the battery, what? It goes down. Same with us. Trends, things that are just filling up our lives, it's just sucking the life out of us. That is not adding to. That's not creating abundance in your life. It's only subtracting. It's zapping your energy. Simplicity creates abundance. And if trends are not there helping you with that, then you need to let them go. And it's okay. You don't have to feel guilty. Except maybe you're like, but wait, but my girlfriend, she's, fallen in love with this. And oh my gosh, it has really helped her life. And it works. And I've tried and it just doesn't work. That's okay. Everything's not going to work for everybody. We're not the average. You're not the average. You are you. You're unique. Not everything works for everybody, and it's okay. Don't carry the guilt. Let it go. There's no shame in that. I know a commercial may make you feel bad going, you don't have this in thing and you are so behind the times. It's all right. Go back to your fundamental. Where's your foundation? Where's your mindset? Simplicity creates abundance. So to declutter the trends, you first have to start with this. Number one, what are your trends? You got to know what they are. Now, this is the trends that you're looking at, that specific area in your life. And if you don't know how to answer that, ask yourself this question. What are you chasing? The newest, the latest, and the greatest? Maybe it's what you were recently introduced to. I can remember when Facebook came out. I didn't even have a Facebook account. I had a phone. I mean, this is going way back, okay? This is really dating me. But I had a phone. I still had the flip phone. My husband had the full-on, iPhone. He had one of the first ones because of his job and his work. And so he got one of those. And so he was texting and everything. And me, I was like, I pick up the phone and I call. Not that I couldn't text. He just never sat down with me and said, honey, I really would like you to learn how to text. We need to get you a phone. And so eventually we stepped up from that phone and we went to a different phone, which I think I limited out that particular phone like 4 times. But that's for another episode. Sometimes it's not always good to go with the trends. Lemons are good, but they're not if you don't know what to do with them. So what are the trends? What are you chasing? The newest and the latest and greatest. So you got to know what you're looking at first. Then number two, how is this supporting what you want to accomplish? Ask yourself, how is this serving me? How is this serving me? If you're sitting here trying to learn a new technology that ultimately really isn't giving you what you need it to give, and it doesn't make sense at first, you know, glance, it's like, oh yeah, I want that. And it looks awesome. But then you kind of start using it for a couple weeks. If you're not all into it and it's not serving you, then let it go. Let it go. You got to declutter. You can't carry everything. And it's not worth it. Simplicity creates abundance in your life. Are you adding to or subtracting? So first, what are you chasing? Number two, how is this serving you? Because you're looking at that individual trend, that area in your life. And then number three, cut out the unnecessary distraction trend. That distraction trend is the one that, whoop, it's squirrel, squirrel, I'm chasing the squirrel. Maybe it is Facebook. Now, I'm one who enjoys Facebook. Do I spend a lot of time on Facebook? I do not. Why? Because I'm one who can get sucked into it. I love commenting on posts, and I can be there and literally 2 hours can fly by. So I have to be very, very careful because otherwise I get sucked in. So you got to cut out the unnecessary distraction trend. This might be the trend that, you know, takes 2 to 3, 4 hours of your time when it could be better spent doing something else more productive. And what does productive mean? Well, that's your definition. My definition of productive is going to be different than yours. And depending upon what area of life that you're looking at, let's pick, for example, finances. If you're looking at trying to cut down your debt, but you're spending 3 hours sitting here in this new, famous, wonderful app that you love that organizes all your finances so you can see where all, everything's going, and you're adding that all in, maybe that's actually taking up more time than what you need. Instead of going to your bank and saying, do you have something that shows me a chart as to where our money's going so I can watch it? Most banks do. So maybe you need to cut out that app. Okay, but you have to look at what's productive. What does it mean to you in your life? Mindset, mentality, where you want to go, simplicity, creating abundance. Where is that in your life? Are you just trying to get through the day? That's not a way worth living. It's not. It's draining and it's exhausting. So it's time to declutter the trends. If you want some help with this and you've thought about coaching, I have a free gift for you. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. Action ignites motivation. Take aim. Let's talk about what you need to declutter, what you need to kind of erase from where you are. Maybe you come to it once in a while. You don't have to get rid of it all in all, but some of them you may. I know I've done that in my life. I've tried different things with fitness. I've tried different cooking techniques. I've tried, oh my goodness, different fashions. Oh, that's for definitely another episode. And in fact, my daughters, okay, total side note here, talk about squirrel. We were out shopping. My daughter was home from school and we went out prom shopping because my number two daughter, which is actually our number three in children, Ashley, we decided to go get her a dress for prom. Even though she's already graduated, she's going to go and to her senior prom. And I think that's great. So we went shopping and it was funny because we were walking in this area. I'm not going to tell you what area nor what store, just in case if maybe that's an area or store that you love. But my oldest said, Mom, I'm never, ever going to let you wear that. That is not going to be you. You are going to be looking good. You're going to be stylish and, you know, you can get mad at me, but I'm not going to let you wear that kind of stuff. And I just kind of giggled on the inside and I thought, just wait. I'm sure one of these days I'll get there. Hopefully not too soon. But again, it's looking at your life, your simplicity. You want to break it down. You want to declutter. You want to actually have more life worth living. To have that energy instead of always draining your battery because you're wasting it on so many trends that are out there, everything that's buying for your attention, not just your husband and your children, your kitchen, your TV, your phone, your computer, your business, your finances, your spirituality, God, I can go on and on and on. Are you exhausted yet? No wonder you're feeling drained. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. I have a free gift for you. It's a coaching call with me. Let's begin to declutter. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Simplicity creates abundance in your life. Be the designer of your life. Don't let the trends derail the simplicity that's going to create abundance in your life. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed one. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.